Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode with guests Ben Russell and Tor Snyder. We have live shows starting this weekend, if you're listening to this hot off the presses, March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20, 4:30 p.m. at the Basement Comedy Club.
That's all in Melbourne, if you're in Melbourne, of course. If you're not in Melbourne and you want to see us somewhere a little bit northerly and a bit warmer, you can go to Brisbane on the 18th of May, just announced last week, so it's selling quickly already. It's not a huge venue. It will sell out. Get onto it if you want to be even warmer. There's a couple of rooms left in Koh Samui starting the 9th of June. We are absolutely nearly sold out, but we have a pesky couple of rooms left. We'd love you to take one of them if you can. We'd love to see you at one of these live shows.
Yeah, littledumdumclub.com is where you can get your tickets and find all that information. We'll talk to you more at the end of the episode in Talking Dum Dum, but until then, enjoy this new episode with Ben Russell and Tor Snyder. Hey mates, welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dassler, and with me as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
G'day, DK.
And joining us today, two very special ex-Perth guests. Please welcome back onto the show, Ben Russell and Tor Snyder.
Immigrants.
No, refugees. I think that's the better term for it. Refugees.
I got in trouble. Well, not in trouble.
Calling yourself a refugee?
No, yeah. I got in trouble for, and I went to this. No, I was in Perth and I was doing a gig and someone was like, "That Ben Russell's here. That guy's talking shit about Perth."
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
And because of what you've said on this podcast?
Because of what I've said on this podcast.
Yes.
Which I think is funny to, like, feel that way about a city. Yeah. I think it's like, Perth's not going to fuck you, dude.
Well, and also, I think the last time I was on this podcast, someone was telling me that they saw a guy wearing a shirt that said, "Fuck Perth."
Oh, yeah, Heggie did, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
It was Heggie.
Yeah.
That's so funny to be mad at you for dissing on Perth when it's like, yeah, I moved away. That's the ultimate diss. Yeah. Oh, I don't love it that much.
It's my hometown. Like, I can hang shit. You can hang shit on your hometown and
exactly.
It's fine.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the rule, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you can hang shit on like your family.
Yeah.
But then your friend being like, "Yo, your dad's a cunt." You're like, "Whoa."
Come on,
that's my fucking dad, bro. Yeah.
It's what sort of city must you live in for you not to be able to laugh at your own city? Like, everyone's got that thing where it's like, if someone does, like, we live in Melbourne, someone goes, "Oh, you're fucking Melbourne's full of wankers," and whatever, you go, "Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, that's fair. We all wear black. Drink coffee, scarves.
We get it. No one's offended. You
can't, Sydney people don't like making fun of Sydney, though.
Oh, don't they?
I don't think so.
They do things a little differently up there.
I agree. Sydney people, a friend of mine moved to Sydney, finding it very hard, and I was talking about this to a friend who's from Sydney, and I was like, because, you know, it's just a bit of a tough city to move to, and he's like, "No, it's not. It's fucking, it's easier, better to move to than it'd be to move to Melbourne." Right. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Having
you
said
are
that,
too deep in.
If I was thinking of what people insult Sydney with, I get it, because Melbourne's like, "Oh, you're wearing skivvies and you're wearing black and you drink coffee," and we go, cool. But with Sydney, it's like, "Yeah, you're all pack of cunts."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not as fun.
That's not
as fun, actually.
Everything's a bit nicer. Yeah, you've got the opera house, you fucking losers. This has, as I've used that example before, it unlocked a core memory in my head of being at high school. And my friend was, like, going off about his dad. He's like, "Oh, my dad is being such a fucking cunt about this." And I've leapt in and gone, because I used to go around to his house a lot. I was like, "Yeah, your dad is a bit of a cunt." And then he didn't talk to me for a year. I'm just sitting there and, I'm getting swept up. I'm helping out in the conversation. His dad had fucking grounded him for something. Yeah. I thought, "Oh, I'll help out in the conversation here." And then it was like, kind of
I've done that
friendship
before.
On hold for a long time.
Mm. I got one of them. I think I may have lost a job because of that. So
really?
Yeah. Everyone's piling in on someone. I'm like, "Yeah, they're a real cunt." And they go, "Ha, ha, ha." And the next day they come back and go, "Yeah, we didn't like that, actually."
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought you meant like your boss's dad. Your dad does sound like a cunt.
No, I was up there.
He's the head of the network.
Mr. Gingell, he's a real cunt.
Well, Tor, you've fled the West. You're here in Melbourne.
You're seeking asylum here. Is that right?
It's also like, it's killing me.
Really?
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I can't find a job. Mm-hmm. I live in a share house with four people. Oof. You know, when I lived in Perth, I had lots of jobs and I lived in my own home that I own. You know? Right.
Yeah, and flipped.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like I'm living the in the upside down here.
Yeah. I used to have no housemates and four jobs. Yeah. Now I have four housemates and no jobs. Well, you're on the clock here. You've moved to Melbourne to start an upholstery business.
Yeah, well, I moved here to study furniture design.
Yeah.
And I was doing upholstery in Perth as well. But I was working for somebody and doing my own stuff, and I thought I could do that here, but nobody wants to hire me.
Well, yeah, I've got you on the clock. Yes. I've got a ratty old armchair in the living room that I've talked to you about upholstering.
Yeah.
That now there's another part to the job because Carl Chandler blew the bottom out of it with his big old dump truck.
Did I?
Oh, no.
Recently, did I?
And I heard it rip was... under you.
Oh, really?
And you didn't react
at all.
I was
it.
Like, man, how numb is he down there? Yeah. When I looked at it later, it's like a, you know, there's like the springs and they're being held up by some fabric underneath.
Mm.
And the fabric has ripped. So now you sit on it, it's like a toilet. You sit on it, you just go right through.
I got to cut back on the Penang curries. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you picked up on that, but he insinuated that you...
have a spring up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
Are numb from either too much diarrhea
or
too much anal sex.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Now, in my head, I know the answer. I know which one I was insinuating.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if you caught that.
That's just a little bit of
free time. Very
subtle. Can you get a callus on your ass from too much bum fucking? Is that
you tell me.
That's great. Going completely numb from having so much anal sex. Like going in for a procedure and they're like, all right, we'll give you some local anesthetic. And you're like, oh, no need. I was at Wet on Wellington until 4 a.m. I can't. I'm not going to be feeling anything down there for weeks.
And he's like, just let me do it.
Yeah.
That's my tragic story. I can't even feel it when I sit down anymore.
Oh, my God. Give me 1 second.
Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. I've never seen someone order more stuff online than Tommy Daslow. It's every time I'm here, knock, 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 some cunt delivering some fucking sandwich or some fucking pot plant or some...
probably like a toy.
Mario Brothers nappy.
Mm.
It's fucking non-stop around here. Australia Post gets a fucking workout in this joint. I love it.
He's addicted to it.
He's like Samantha from Sex and the City. Fucking a lot of men and shopping. What'd you get, Tommy?
I guess he's a plumber. We got a thing that needs fixing.
Oh, it wasn't a delivery.
And he's just turned up and gone, yeah, is it cool if I come in now? I'm like, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He could have come in and fixed my ass.
Yeah. Oh, I got something you can
plumb. I'm here for Carl's ass.
I got some pipes you can take a look at.
It's plumbing. It's technically plumbing, really.
It's all pipes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you fix this, it'll prevent the problem with the pipes.
Yeah,
it's
preventative.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think about it.
But yeah, fuck, there's so much repairing that needs done in this house. This guy's here to fix the cupboards. We got Tor on armchair duty. You said you got some fabric samples in the car for me to look at.
Yeah, lots of things.
Fix that fucking dog.
Fix my dog.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it is.
It's a madhouse.
It's a madhouse in here today.
Yeah.
We're going to fix your dog.
Yeah.
You know what I liked on the way here, in the desperate strive for content, I was walking down Smith Street. There was a big... I'm not into techno stuff, techno music or anything. Mm-hmm. You into that sort of stuff?
You know, it is fine. It's what it is.
If
I'm
the
not drugs into
are right.
It.
Yeah.
In its moment, I guess, if you got the right chemistry happening. But... I'm not in. Fucking hell! Shut up, dog. I'm not into it, but I might be getting into it. I think because I saw a poster. And, yeah, that's how you
you're
get
gonna
into
go to the festival
music.
Show.
That's
how
the
you
first
get
into
music.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a poster for it? But I mean, you know how like you get your own. You know, no one's a DJ, and it's like no one's really like DJ Carl Chandler. You don't use your full name, do you?
I think that's actually a pretty good DJ name.
If everyone went by their real name, it's like racehorses.
David Guetta.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yep. Yeah, yeah. I guess
Calvin Harris.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe I know nothing about this genre after all.
I thought I was just like, I must have been mishearing because I was only hearing snippets as I was walking through the house just then trying to rescue the dog.
Yes.
But it genuinely was you saying, I think I'm going to get into techno music.
Yes.
I was like, there's no way that's the start to this
anecdote. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It can't
be. But you're thinking about what would be your DJ name?
Well, this is what's getting me into it. Because, like, you have to get into things via something, right? And so it's not that I've heard any music, but I saw a poster on the way here. I'm like, I could get into this. There was a big poster for someone down the road, and their name is not DJ. I think they're a DJ, but they don't have DJ at the start of the name. But their name is just Fuckhead, which I really like.
Yeah.
I think that's really good.
Wait, and how do you know this was a poster for a DJ?
Because it was like a dance club down there.
Okay.
Down the road.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, techno party this Friday or whatever. Mm. And then just a big Fuckhead. I'm like, yeah, I like this.
Yep.
And then, so I looked it up and it's like, yeah, it's a DJ and called Fuckhead. And
not DJ Fuckhead.
No, no, no.
Just Fuckhead.
Just Fuckhead. Just beautiful. Just Fuckhead.
That's annoying because that would be really good for your DJ.
I know. Well, that's when I started thinking.
That really work.
I was starting to think that. I'm like, well, you know, DJs get to do that. And there are stage names. I mean, we've got one right here.
You could be shit. You could be Shithead.
Well, that's what I was thinking. What is the name?
That's like the family.
Yeah.
That, you know, shit is like a less harsh word than fuck. So
if my stand-up career is going nowhere, but if I rebranded, you know, if that's what was holding me back, the name Carl Chandler, what's the name I could, what's the equivalent of Fuckhead? And I did think that maybe Shithead, but like, because it's got the head, I like the head in there. But what's the equivalent, like, what else is there?
You DJing and berating the crowd in between each song for not dancing enough. Yeah. Oh, well, let me guess, you want fucking Uptown Funk, do you, stupid cunts?
Yeah, yeah, that would be good.
That would be good. That would actually be good. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what about stupid cunt?
Dumb cunt. That's better.
Dumb cunt is dumb. Yeah.
DJ dumb cunt.
Well, I was thinking, no, but this is, I want to try.
You don't like the DJ at the start?
No, I'm saying if I'm doing comedy with one of these names.
Oh, sure.
So if you're coming to see Shithead.
Yeah.
For an hour at Town Hall. 8 o'clock every night of the comedy festival.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
DJs are one of the few people that have to put their role like just before as a
so
as
should
a
I
prefix.
Do that if I rebranded to comedian. Cunt face.
No, I like it, just comedian Carl. Please welcome to the stage,
right.
Comedian Carl.
You sound like a comic from the 90s. Yeah. You know,
comedian
that's
Carl.
Awesome. Yeah. Comedian,
it's
Carl.
Real, yeah. Like. Yeah, it is real Def Jam, isn't it? Like, welcome, comedian Carl. Yeah. You come out and you have a DJ backing you up.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac style, you've got the big pants that you've painted a picture of yourself
on. So if I called myself comedian Carl, because the first thing is everyone would then rain shit and go, oh, you've got to actually put comedian in so anyone knows that you're funny, do you?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But do you reckon DJs cop that as well, the ones that have DJs at the start?
Yeah. Was it, oh, what, people aren't going to know that you're playing music and that they're dancing to it?
Do you reckon they cop it from, like, Calvin Harris or whoever it is?
Yeah.
Where it's like, if your name's DJ Fuckhead, do they, oh, you had to fucking put your job up the front? Do you reckon that's an industry gripe?
Well, then there's a, because then you get into the realm of, there's a guy called,
I mean, doctors do it.
Yes.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yep. Oh, we didn't know when you were fucking chopping my leg off. I didn't know what the fuck you were doing. Okay. Yeah.
But they do go to school, whereas DJs, they don't really.
Well, we talked about it a while back on the pod. I had a plastic surgeon. And they were just called.
Oh, you finally.
Thank you.
You're getting some big old titties.
Yeah. Yes. All of this.
DJ Naturals.
But he's just, the name was Mr. Mr. Beer.
Was this in Thailand?
No. Yeah, Mr. Beer, of all names.
Mr. Beer.
Mr. Beer was operating on me. Not very, and it wasn't very confident.
Did we talk about this? Isn't it like you go, like, beyond doctor, you go back around to Mr. or something?
Yeah, how is your new pussy?
I'll feel this one. Yeah. Pristine.
It's not that good. It blew apart Tommy's chair.
I'm trying to find this thing. So speaking of doctors, I went and got some laser done on my nose the other day. Mm-hmm.
You guys are really vain.
Yeah. Well, comedy festivals. Coming
I mean, you
up.
Must
yeah.
have
yeah.
a lot. Of,
media.
You have a lot of money, and I'm jealous. Is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
We got those live shows coming up. Mm. So this time every year, we get a little bit more plastic surgery done.
Yep.
When the listeners come out to finally see what we look like.
I don't want. I don't want a room full of podcast listeners looking at my loose pussy.
Well, I better hold off for a bit there. I went in to to get this
Tommy's
stuff.
Got a big yeah. dick. That's yeah. what yeah. it is.
Tommy went in to get his dick thinned.
Yeah. And I
Doctor, my dick is too big.
Yeah, I've had this like...
That's why I moved to Melbourne. Yeah. My dick was too big in Perth.
Yeah. Big fish, small pond.
Yeah, I'm ready to be a bit of a bigger dick in a smaller pussy. Yeah. That's why I'm moving to Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm moving to Melbourne to get one of their legendary scarves and just like wrap it real tight around my dick.
Right. Is that all of them?
Probably.
Are we flushed out?
We're probably one, two more.
I've had this issue with my nose for a bit. I have rosacea and it had kind of like fucked up like the skin under my nose. I had to get like laser to get that taken care of and had these like nodules on the side of it. And I went in thinking that this was just like a consultation and then we would like book in the procedure. But like he's just whipped out the laser straight away. He's just gone straight into giving me this procedure. So he ducks out of the room and then as he's out, I notice that there's a flyer for a comedy festival show stuck on the wall of this man's office. And the show is My Big Fat Gay Greek Pakistani Wedding.
Is your doctor doing a show? Yeah.
Well, then he comes back in and he's like, as you know, as we're getting ready, he's like asking me like, oh, you know, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, you know, normally I'd hold back, but well, he's got this flyer.
Yeah.
So I'm...
He's in the world. He understands.
This is my easiest way of like...
So you point out and go, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. I'm gay and Pakistani. Yeah, yeah. That's my job. I'm like, oh, I do comedy. And he's like, right, because the festival's coming up, isn't it? I'm like, it certainly is. And I just saw you got that flyer there. And he's like, yeah, that's one of the doctors in here. You know, he's got his show on. And I'm like, that's a side hustle you don't hear. You know, you hear of like, oh, I studied law and now I'm getting into comedy. Yeah. But dermatologist / stand up.
Well, before tour, I'd never heard, I fix your chair. Also, I make you laugh.
Yeah, that's true. That's
all at the same time.
Yeah. But dermatologist, pretty time demanding stuff. But then, I'm like, I'm on the couch, I'm on my back, and he's got the laser out, and he's like just fucking singeing the side of my nose.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know, when I was at uni, you know, we'd go to see comedy a lot and, you know, I'd go down to The Last Laugh there on Smith Street. And
you always see that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Whenever anyone talks to me about comedy, The Last Laugh, it's like that just is cementing that you haven't been to a show in 32 years. That place has not existed for so long.
Well, it's funny because it's such the touchstone of that, everyone of that era remembers. Yeah. Yeah. And it just seems like everyone over a certain age went there at some point.
Oh, you come from Brisbane. Is the expo still going on up there? The 84 expo, is that still happening?
Yeah.
What happened at The Last Laugh that people actually were like, that's the last time I'm ever going to go to comedy?
Well, it's called The Last Laugh. They just assumed that they were there on the last
The last one. Oh, yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah, every night was closing night.
Yeah. When you go watch the show, as you leave, they stamp your passport. They're like, banned for life. You've been here once, you can never come again.
That was the major comedy club in Melbourne a long, long time ago. But why was it called The Last Laugh? Why do you call it The Last Laugh?
Well, what does that mean? As I saw, this person had The Last Laugh.
So yeah, it's a saying. It's a colloquialism.
Okay, yeah. But why? But then you walk out of there and go, I went to The Last Laugh. Even if you're telling someone that's bad advertising, I went to The Last Laugh. Oh, shame I couldn't have been there. I guess there's no more laughs.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's also, it's also like the first comedy club to have set up in this city, maybe even the country.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, now you set something up and it's like there's so many other things, so you've got to have a name that doesn't already exist.
Yeah.
They could have just called it The Comedy Club.
Yes.
There's none of them out there.
The laughs that happen every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Just call it Comedian Shop.
That's hard to put on a sign.
But anyway. One.
That's up there with Comedian Carl. Comedian Carl performing tonight at the laughs that happen every day.
Why is the name of the venue significantly longer than the name of the man?
A lot of autistic people will come because they're like, this is very clear.
I like this. It's really spelling out. It's like the menu is just like a list of ingredients. It's like flour, eggs, water.
I don't want any grey areas anywhere near this business.
100% of what's going on. But yeah, so I'm there. I'm on my back. He's like, yeah, burning me with the laser. And he's like, yeah, I used to go to the Last Laugh. And, you know, my favorite, I just love him and I still love him. And always my favorite back in the day was always Ostentatious.
Yes.
And given yeah. that we've talked a bit of shit out of him yep. about him on the podcast, yes. I then just like, I get ultra paranoid and I'm like, fuck, is this Sandy? Like, this man is holding a laser next to my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this Sandy in a get-up, you know?
Did you operate on him 30 years ago on his brain? Is that what happened to him?
And so then I'm having to be like, yeah, nah, he's great. Like, I can just, you know,
yep.
like I'm having my fucking skin, like, yeah. seared off by this laser that's like,
yep.
if this guy slips, I'm going blind.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
right.
just going to, yep. yeah. And then... yeah, he's like, so it's pretty fucked up. Like, he's given me an anesthetic, but it's like, it's burning my skin. So the smell is just so fucked.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, you okay? Is it, you know, is it a bit uncomfortable or anything? And I'm like, oh man, I gotta be honest. This is one of the worst things I've ever smelt in my life. And he's like, yeah, well, the smell from this angle isn't very good either. I'm like, is this cunt saying I've got bad breath?
Man, he is good friends with Ostentatious.
Yeah, yeah, I was yeah, like, yeah. God damn. Getting yeah. like, great. I'm just trying to keep the ball in the air and be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. it's not hurting, but it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all quite unpleasant. Just seeing the smoke coming up in front of my eyes and yeah. just, oh.
Also, Tommy, I don't think you need to engage in small talk while you're getting your skin burnt off. I don't think you...
Well, he's like us. I think it's like, he's, because it's, kind of a, you know, it's pretty full on.
Yeah.
So he's trying to just distract me. Yeah. He's trying to just ask me stuff because it is weird. You can see this laser here.
Yeah.
You can see the smoke rising up. Yeah. You can't feel anything because it's numb.
That's fucked up.
Because someone's fucked the shit out of your nostrils. So you've gone completely numb there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, and anyway, now the painful bit's over and I just have this huge fucking scab on the side of my nose, which is really pleasant.
Yeah, it looks a bit punk. It looks like you've got like a little nose ring there.
Yeah.
That's what someone said to me the other day. Yeah. They saw me coming from a distance and they were like, I thought you'd gotten one of those big, like, spacer things put in your nostril.
Good to know that people can see that from a distance.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it's like the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, because I can't see it. I forget that it's there. Yeah, and so I'm like, why are people kind of looking at me?
You should paint
like,
it a colour so it looks like it's on purpose.
Mm. Or get a prosthetic nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What? On top of that, you mean another nose?
I'm surprised that's not an option when they have, like, because... Like, to let it heal, I guess you just have to let it.
You just gotta let the scab do its thing.
Yeah.
But
and not pick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be hard. You start
especially
to see
on your nose. I know. You already want to pick all
exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And this is so gross, but it's like, you know, with any scab, you see the.
Yeah, don't let anyone know that you pick your nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Hey, don't worry. We could have chopped that out. We'll take that out. Too sensitive.
Oh my god, Tor picks her nose. Yuck.
No wonder she got kicked out of Perth.
Yeah.
No wonder she can't get a job here.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your biggest weakness?
Really?
I got no snot in my nose and got plenty on my fingernail. That's what.
Well, you got the piercing. Is that why? So it kind of feels like you're always kind of
yeah.
Oh, you're always
up there. It's a preventative piercing.
Oh, you've got because you've got the piercing through the septum.
Yeah,
and the so septum is that what that's called?
Yeah, you can just use it like a lazy Susan and pull the snot out.
Yeah, it's like a laundry line.
Yeah. God, does that exist? Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you actually pull it? Can you do laps
with
it?
Yeah. I can turn it around. It's just like,
oh yeah.
Wow, nice. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've never taken it out though.
Okay.
I don't know how, and I think I'd be too scared to put it back in myself.
So it's just there forever.
It's there forever. It's part of me now.
Yeah.
You should get that big lump pierced now then.
Well, my fiance did suggest, she's like, you could get like a fake nose. Like, I'm like, you mean those like fucking Groucho Marx? I'm just wearing them everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, you know, we got these live shows in a few days.
Yep.
I fucking want it healed up by then.
Yeah.
Or yucky. You could just wear a mask.
Go
back to that. Like,
mysterious.
Mysterious. Don't worry, guys. Dassalo. Nothing going on here. I just have COVID.
Yeah.
But I still really wanted to do the show
and not
get any of you sick.
Oh, I thought like you meant like COVID mask. I was thinking like one of those, you know, just white blank like masks.
The man in the iron mask.
Like you're some kind of masked magician.
No.
Yeah.
No. Like Anonymous. Yeah, those guys.
Oh, yeah, Guy Fawkes.
Oh, the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, people think you're a hacker.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Or you could get one like from, do you guys ever see that movie, The Three Ninjas?
No.
Never mind.
I don't think we got that here.
No. It was the best. Yeah. If you like kids doing karate, you're really going to like this movie.
That was a Perth movie that never got distribution.
I think it was American, but anyway.
Do you think we'll
That was on Perth Netflix.
Do you think we'll live to see Perth become its own country? They're always threatening. Every few years they come around again. They're like, we're seceding.
I do love that because, you know, you always see those bits on the TV where someone just decides that their house is seceding from the rest of the world and so they don't have to pay tax anymore. But West Australia's the only like genuine state, like large area of land that actually sound like those crazy people. You know, there's always one person in a cowboy hat that thinks that, but you're a whole state that thinks
But they are geographically distant enough from the rest of the country that it's like, it makes sense.
It's like Texas, you know, Texas is always, they're the Lone Star State. They were going to secede and then didn't. And
it's funny though, because there'll be the argument, the discussion will start up again, and it's like people in the West are like, we'll secede from the rest of Australia, and the rest of Australia goes, go for it.
Yeah. But they say, oh
yeah,
but you won't be able to do without our coal and our oil and stuff like that. And good luck getting any bad comedians if you can't have access to Perth.
No offense, guys. Good luck having any upholsterers once we secede.
The thing, the Perth ones all move over here. All the good ones.
Oh yeah.
Move over.
Immigrate.
Thank you
across the borders.
Thanks for saying.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That's sweet of you.
There is a place in Perth though, not in Perth, in WA, that is like its own nation.
Oh yeah. There's the Hutt River Province.
Is that it?
I think it might be.
And you need like you go there with your passport and you get a stamp in it and everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh really?
But yeah. That's pretend. And he's like a prince. He's not the king, he's the prince.
Really? Oh, you can't even get king in his own country.
He can't even get king.
Oh god.
This is the thing this is the place we talked about on the pod a while ago when I first started comedy. I did a publicity stunt with a friend where we said on a forum that we had gone over there and done a gig for the king. And in the gig I had angered the king and I was being held as a political prisoner. And so we asked people like Husey and Dave O'Neill and Will Anderson if they would mind. Can we say that you did the gig and that you've come back and you're like, we got to free Dasilo. He's being held in the Hutt River Province. It really was a different era of the internet where there was no Facebook. All there was like one message board of people that were into comedy.
Yeah.
And we tricked them and they got really angry.
Right.
And
very funny because Will Anderson wore a free Dasilo shirt on the Glass House.
Yep.
And then we brought this up to him. And he goes, I have no memory of any of that happening. So, you know, just for our younger listeners, don't smoke weed, guys. Because,
that's
what can happen.
Well, I talked about this last week. I just was in Japan for a couple of weeks. I got back about a week ago. Good times over there. What I didn't say was I got over there, immediately went to a place called Okinawa, which is a little island like down. Mm-hmm.
Is that
the
where the deer are?
No. No, the deer are in Nara.
I think the American military base is on Okinawa.
Ah. Yeah. So basically, like, had a night in Tokyo, went straight to Okinawa, hired a car there, and, you know, it kind of only really registered when I got in the car that I was like, oh, I'm prop, because I'd been so, like, you know, like, go. It only really registered when I was in the car that, like, oh, I'm in Japan. Like, everything's different. Oh, I'm going to see all these, like, crazy street signs and different businesses and stuff. Literally the first business that I drive past in the car that I see, an English sign that says Beryl's Dance Studio. I was like, am I in Perth? Yeah. Like that's, as I was going to Okinawa, I was like, oh, it's different climate to the rest of Japan. It's about a 3-hour flight away from Tokyo. I was like, I'm going to the Perth of...
Ah,
I'm going to Japan, the Perth, Perth of Japan. Yeah.
Japan, Perth.
I'm crossing the country to go to, like, you know, beaches and stuff.
Yeah. And there is a bunch of, you know, bases. There's an American base in WA as well.
Yeah?
You smashed it open. You've cracked this wide open.
Did you try and go to any comedy clubs in that town and find out that there's a lot of Japanese stand-ups on stools really telling it how it is there? Or?
I did walk past a comedy club in Osaka that I was tempted to try and do a gig at. And then
do
I
the
went,
voice.
Well,
go on. Everyone knows you want to.
No, you do it.
No.
I wonder if because we got really into looking up the sister cities of places. Mm-hmm. Like Osaka is Melbourne's sister city. Oh. And I don't think you should get a benefit. You should get, if you're from the sister city,
yes,
you should get a little, you know, free beer or something.
That's a good point.
Because it's like, oh, at some point, the fucking whatever, the mayor of, or the premier, like, you know, felt like, oh, we've got a lot in common.
That's
so
a good point.
Mm. But yeah, we got some, there's some good ones. Melbourne's got some good sister cities.
Oh, have we got more than one?
Yeah.
I guess you can have more than one sister.
That is true. Sense. You can. Yeah.
Have
that's
we got any brother sisters?
We got
brother cities.
Hey, we got big Italian population in Melbourne. We got a lot of sisters.
Yeah. What's the
only Chinese towns can only have one sister city?
Well, they're not allowed any.
That's,
right?
Yeah, I didn't think any.
They're not allowed any.
It's all brother cities.
They got a one town system over there. They got a one town policy. One town policy.
But then they end up adopting the cities.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
If they end up. If they end up with another town, they have to get rid of them. They have to put them in a sack and put them in the river.
Yeah, I want to. What are Melbourne's other sister cities?
I want to know what my hometown sister city is.
Oh yeah,
Maryborough. Does Maryborough have a sister city? I don't fucking think it does.
Well,
I don't think anyone.
Well, it's an only child.
No. It'd have an inbred city.
Yeah, it got disowned. But so yeah, while I was in Osaka, sister city to Melbourne, I came the closest I've ever come to losing my passport. And in fact, I did kind of not have my passport on me for a short period of time.
Uh-huh.
Now, would anyone like to try and guess how I lost my passport?
Let's see.
You met a king.
met the king of Osaka, yeah. Did a gig for him.
Did you do a Nick Capper and just leave it at the airport like he did with his ATM card as soon as he got to Thailand?
No.
No.
Did you leave it on a bullet train?
No.
Did you
left it at the bar?
No.
Wow.
You're playing video games?
Yes, but no, that's not how I lost it.
You gave it to a Mario?
Not quite.
And a Luigi?
Did you get robbed?
No.
You
put it up your ass.
You
put it up my ass. Where's it gone?
your dog ate the homework.
Yeah.
You wrapped it around your dick and used it as a condom when you were fucking a man dressed as Pac-Man. Yes or no?
But then how's that me losing it? That's I've got it.
Well, it's still up his ass.
Oh, sure.
You can lose something up your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually... You're on the right track.
Wow.
You kind of are on the right track.
Okay, so you definitely fucked a man dressed as a cartoon character. Now we just need to nail the character. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like
there's nothing weird about that, by the way.
No.
Fuck a person dressed as a cartoon character, then, I mean...
Yeah. Why go to Japan?
The terrorists have truly won.
And why wouldn't I bring this up in a public forum? Why wouldn't I bring this great anecdote up?
Yeah. Godzilla. Ate your passport.
Godzilla ate my passport.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
No, I left it. Well, now there's a second round of the guessing game.
Oh,
okay.
I almost lost it in the Tengu shop. Do you guys know what the Tengu shop is?
No.
Mm-mm.
God.
It sounds like a place you would definitely go fuck a dress up doll.
Yeah, a bunch of hentai.
That's where they wash all the used schoolgirl underwear before they put in the vending machines.
Yeah.
Why are they washing them to sell them as used underwear?
I don't know. They didn't say they were
in dirty.
Dirty
water.
Didn't think about that, did you, Carl?
Yeah, sorry. I haven't been to Japan. I'm not a fucking expert. Sorry.
Technically, it's still used. It's just clean now.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Thank you.
That's true. Cleaned and used.
That's true. Like, so it's more like a Savers type thing. Like you go in there and get Sammy's thing.
Yeah. It's an op shop vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. A thrift store vending machine.
It's just like they run out of underwear. They go, oh, I've got this little girl underwear. I'll just.
Yeah. They're not using it as a fetish. They're using it because they need underwear.
Yeah,
because
they shit themselves a lot. Because they're always working.
Someone in year eight, a girl in year eight, shit the pants and then went, wow, I'm one of the few non-businessmen that are buying undies out of this vending machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. This is actually convenient rather than horny.
Mm-hmm.
You say that you haven't been to Japan, but it sounds like
you've got to figure it out.
Sounds like I should.
You've been in your dreams. Yeah. Yep. Tengu is a brand of sex toy.
Okay.
We were so close.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a sex toy shop and you've lost your passport.
Up your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were the right.
I was the right.
The most right person so far.
So I'm walking past this shop and I see that they've got, it's huge, it's in Osaka, and they've got like all these t-shirts out the front, and the t-shirts are kind of like, they've got cool designs on them. I'm like looking at them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Tengu. And then I'm like, oh,
Tengu's just in the sex shop for the t-shirts, for the cool t-shirts, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how this butt plug got there.
I'm just going into the sex shop for the articles.
I'm just in there for the riz. Not for the but yeah, they've got like all this whole merch display out the front, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of funny. Like the sex toy shop has a whole like merch range. So then I go in, and I'm sending photos to my fiance. I'm like, check this out. I'm in the merch section of the sex toy shop, and she's like, oh, that's the brand that my vibrator is, and it's broken. Mm-hmm. Can you get me a new one while you're there? Because they're so much cheaper
your
there.
Fiance.
I'm looking around as if a woman lives in this house.
Yeah. And the person at the desk is like, what's your fiance's name? Tommy? Fuck!
Murray Esch. So I take the vibrator to the counter, and in Japan if you're a traveler, you get the tax off when you buy stuff. You have to give your passport over. Mm-hmm. So he takes the passport, does all this stuff, pay for it, get the bag, walk off. And then I'm like, just kind of as I'm on my way out, I'm like taking photos of some of the t-shirts that are on the wall to send to someone. I feel a tap on my shoulder and I'm like, oh, I'm getting told off for, you know, taking photos of the sex toy shop. That's fair enough. I turn around, he's like, oh, you forgot your passport. And I just like, my whole life flashed before my eyes. Yeah. Like just imagining myself like getting to, because I was leaving the city the next day, like trying going to get on a flight or whatever, and being like, oh fuck my, and then like having to walk back my steps, and like imagine having to go to the fucking embassy and be like, so where'd you leave it? Oh, in the dildo shop. My passport's just in the dildo shop.
Getting them to ring, getting into contact and going, I need to get on this flight right now. You need to get on the blower and ring the place now where I got this huge black dick that's in my ass right
now.
That's
for my fiance. It's for my fiance. Like everything that you guys were just doing in that story, like imagine being in front of someone at the embassy and them in their head having to be like,
well, Jesus Christ. You really fucked yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, not yet.
How did you remember this butt plug you've got up your ass, but not your passport?
Yep. Yeah, that sort of stuff must happen. I would love to know, like, the reasons embassy are getting.
The big thing is, needing your passport in a sex shop is amazing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I wanted the 10% tax taken off.
I know, but just the idea of that is funny. Like, going into a passport and actually needing to show that you're an international tourist before you can stick something up your ass.
I won't be paying tax on this. I shouldn't have to because I'm not from here.
And now you can use it as a tax write-off because you're talking about it on your podcast.
You can really feel tax, that
10%. Yeah, the guy just looking at me and going, you're from overseas, hand over your passport, you can get the tax off, and be like, no thanks. I like to feel that extra 10%.
Yeah.
I'll be keeping it on.
How can you tell that I'm from overseas?
What, you assume that just because I'm fucking look like this that I don't that I don't come from Nippon?
And also I don't like your Japanese dildos because they're not as big as our Australian ones, if you know what I mean. So I'd like a little bit of it.
Because you were getting a discount, did that make you want to get like a better one? And
did it make me want to get a...
like a better one. Like, oh, 10% off. Maybe I'll get the deluxe edition of the...
It was just the one that... Kidlet. I just sent a photo of the shelf to my fiancé and was like, which is the one that you want?
Yeah, again, fiancé.
Mm-hmm. Really treat her. Come back with a suitcase full of them. And there's that like incoming passenger card where you're like...
Was a guy at the door just buying dildos that you... you're just selling them on Marketplace?
I flip them. I bring them back.
Yeah.
I'm modern.
Tommy's a door-to-door dildo salesman, except it's his door. The people are coming up to him.
Yeah, episode of The Simpsons where Homer buys Marge like a bowling ball.
Yes.
That's your version.
Yes.
I got you something, sweetie.
He comes back with 30 going,
Tommy? I'm on Google Translate putting in, do you do monogramming here?
He comes back with a suitcase of 30 of them. Which one do you want? Just that one. Great, I'll
get rid of the other 29.
Yeah, I just thought I'd get you everyone in the shop just to make sure I definitely got the right one. And then I'll...
What?
I'm just going to do some work in the study. Don't come in.
No, I flip them. I bring them home. I put a V8 motor in them and then I sell them on eBay.
Yeah, you flip them. And then you flip them and then you put them up your ass.
Yeah.
To the right way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could make you like some cute little bags to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Little bag to carry around my
a baggie
dildo in.
Your little portable dildo.
Just a little discreet bag. You don't in know the where shape of a dick.
You don't know where you're going to be when you need to stick something up your ass. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. The mood strikes at any point.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're just putting a stick up there or something. It's like, fucking hell.
You don't know where you don't know where the stick's been.
Well, you do. Tree.
The stick doesn't know where you've been.
Yeah. The stick's coming off worse. Yeah. You ever come close to losing your passport?
Oh, many times.
I've lost mine. I had it stolen.
Like, properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go to the embassy.
Tommy Dasso, you're forgetting the time me and you went to go to America. And we went to the fucking desk to get on a plane and I went, I forgot my passport.
Oh, yeah, but that's leaving it at home is different to like, I'm in another country and I do not know where it is and I'm going to be stranded.
When I moved to the US, I forgot to ask the person that I was staying at what their address was.
Oh.
And so I'm at customs trying to be let... I've got an American passport.
Can't you just lie?
No, they were like, where are you going? And I'm dumb.
Oh, right. Not a good improviser. That's why
I can't improvise. I can't think on my feet.
That's why he was moving to America.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Step right in.
It's me, Ben.
I'm one of you. I don't know where I live.
Just asking people, can I live with you?
But I had to like get on the internet. So I'm right in the middle there, and
I did
check
that.
What the address was.
No, but that's a silly thing, isn't it? Like when you get there, they need that on the card.
It is
it's
silly.
Like you need to write down where you're staying. And I've done that. I've been at the airport like the first time I think I ever went anywhere. I was sitting there for an hour in panic going, I don't think this is the exact right address. What about the postcode? Mm.
That ain't
then
the shit.
You take 20 flights and you go, I live at 1 America Street, thanks.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah.
No one's fucking ready.
They don't even look at the fucking card.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You're just like, where do you live? In a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
House street. Yeah.
Up your asshole. That's where I'm living. Come right through. Mm.
I like that's what the dildo says.
When you're coming into land and it's like intended address in this country and it's like intended. How many things do you think are possibly going to change between here and me getting to the hotel? It's like, well, this is where I've booked, but hey, once I get on that train, anything could fucking happen.
Mm.
I might just get swept up in Tokyo fever.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, that like...
Tokyo Drift.
The panic of like, oh, fuck.
You're welcome. I like to just add in, oh, I heard something. I was like, Fast and Furious.
Word association.
Tokyo Drift. There we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
That's the reality though, is like you go, oh, fuck, what if I'd lost it? And it's like... Honestly, it's probably pretty easy to just get it back.
Well, I went in the ocean last time I was in Thailand. I went in the ocean with my passport and people around me was panicking, sort of going, oh, my God, how much water damage did you do? You might be able to – and as they're saying it, they're like, you might be able to get back on a plane and leave Thailand and go back home.
Right.
Oh, you want this.
Yeah.
You did this on purpose.
It did cross my mind of like, oh, no, I'd be stuck in Japan for another couple of days having to figure it out. Yeah. Oh, no, just at the – the embassy's taking ages getting me this new one for some reason.
And they're forcing,
I've got to go to Disney Sea again.
They're forcing me to stay in this sex shop and make me put more dildos up my ass. This is weird, but hey, it's their rules. I went in Japan.
God, I wish I'd gotten a t-shirt from the dildo store.
Why didn't you get one?
What
was so cool about them? What were the ones you were taking pictures of?
They just had like, I don't know, I just found it very funny to like, the brand is like, it's a pretty well-known brand and I just liked the idea of like wearing it. And for anyone who like, you know, doing a live pod or whatever and having it on and it's like, for the small percentage of the room that gets it, that knows the brand, it's like, that's awesome. He's wearing Vibrator merch.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm sure you could just buy one online. Yeah. Not with your 10% discount, though.
Just
you
love
it. Yeah, exactly. You have to pay the tax on it. I'd rather die.
Just for those cool people in the crowd that are looking up going, ah, oh, that guy bought some edible underwear in Japan. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Tommy, I think when people look at you, they know that...
They know you got up to some dodgy shit in Japan. Know. We know. That's true. You don't need to wear a t-shirt.
They know that you've got something up your ass.
They can just tell from the squirming in the seat that something's going on up there.
Achcha. Whenever you sit down, you go, when they look at you, they don't need to check your passport. They know you've been to Japan.
Yeah. Well, the vibrator was a hit.
Oh, was it?
I don't know if it's been used yet.
Okay. Well, how can it be a hit then?
Well, she was happy that she got the right one, and that it was like 50% cheaper than what it would cost to buy online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stuff's really cheap there, and you know, once you get that tax knocked off, it's worth
Having
them take your passport and fuck around with
finally,
it.
Finally, something to make me come.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw her?
Pun, finally, something trying to make me come that doesn't have a big fucking wart on its nose. So.
That's mean.
Thank you very much.
We can talk about his ass. And we can talk about him not being able to make his fiancée come.
Hey, it's a temporary thing. I thought I could go at it because it'll be gone next week.
Yeah, well, I hope. Hopefully. Do we have a? Do we want to do any update on our sponsorship?
Well, I did wonder whether we should do that, whether we wanted to confirm it this week or make the call and leave it to the live show happening.
Well, I think maybe the live show could be the grand debut of the sponsorship, right?
Maybe we get another taste test of like our guests and see what they think.
Mm.
I'm not going to sponsor your show.
Okay. Oh, damn. All
my business is not doing that well.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's why you advertise.
Oh, I should sponsor. Yeah. You're right.
You got to spend money to make money.
This episode of the Little Dum Dum Club has been brought to you by DJ Pusshead.
Yeah. DJ Pusshead Upholstery.
Why don't you just do it on all the comedians do and just start a Kickstarter just so people can donate so you can do a show.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Yeah. That's good.
Well, everyone does it to go to Edinburgh. Why can't we do it to go to Koh Samui?
Can you please sponsor me so I could do this thing?
My job that earns money.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, those Mikeys into my office job, they're getting expensive, so I'm starting a Kickstarter. For $50 a week it costs me to get the public transport.
Or one of those ones where it's like, oh, my laptop got stolen, so you need to give me all the money so I can buy a new laptop that is covered by insurance that I'll be getting the money for and buying a new one next week.
Yep.
Cool. But you've got the money now for that laptop?
Yeah.
Okay, now
hey
you've
guys,
got two laptops.
I left my passport in the dildo shop and now I'm stranded in Japan for an extra week longer than I planned. Yeah. I need money to cover my ecom.
I've got the ecom. They've let me stay in the dildo shop. What they won't let me do is stick the dildos up my ass. Yep. I need to buy a new one every time. I need money for dildos.
I'm lonely.
There's no try-ons.
I'm
there?
Lonely.
There's no fitting room.
There's no fitting room. Yeah.
I don't speak the language over here. This is all I have. Yeah. I'm so lonely.
The fitting room in a dildo shop. That's so good. Yeah. I just want to see if this fits.
Yeah. It's like a jeweler, you know, when you get a ring fit.
Yeah,
you
the ring
can
fit.
Get a ring.
So they've got like in jewelers because they have like a ring fit kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of a jeweler. Does this ring fit? No, does this fit my ring?
Clever.
Good one, DJ Fuckhead.
Comedian Carl, please.
Comedian Carl.
That does sound like if this was a long running sitcom, that would be the catchphrase that gets the round of applause every week. Good one, DJ Fuckhead.
And the beat plays.
No, is it like, I mean, Ben, you've gone shopping for engagement rings. You're married. It's like the, you know, you take a little, you steal a little ring from your partner's collection if you want to go and get the engagement ring without them knowing for something.
You don't chop their finger off and take that. Okay, that was too dark. Got it.
Yes, I do. I do.
You do. But you make a mold of her finger at night. Yes. And then like use her like a resin.
But so that's me.
You got crafty.
Stick it in some pudding.
Then you stick it
in some pudding.
And then you gave it to Tommy and he just sticks it in his butt.
Yeah. They go, what are you sticking my finger in pud for? And I'm just like, oh, it's a sex thing.
Don't ask. But that's me in the Tengu shop. I've taken another dildo out of her collection. And I'm like, this is, you know, can we get something kind of sized around this sort of region? This is the sort of thing we're looking at. Yeah.
Can I say before we get into this?
No, that's good.
Do you just
like
show
it.
Them your dick? And they're like, she likes this.
Yeah.
She's into this, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Let's just go for something bigger.
Yeah. Because we don't,
or in Tommy's case,
we don't
smaller.
Have anything that small.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why
well,
go
true,
out for steak
true.
When you got cocktail Frankfurt at home?
Carl's I was like, pussy begs to differ.
I was like, my fiance doesn't have work today. And I was like, knowing that I was going to probably, like, this is one of the only things I have to talk about on the podcast. And then we got up and she's like, I'm just going to go out for the morning and do some errands. And I was like, great, because I felt very awkward about sitting here and having this conversation while she was in the house.
She doesn't listen to the pod?
Nah.
But why would you? It's like my wife. It's like I already hear half of it for free at home, and I don't particularly like that bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
You trying to be funny is the worst part of you.
Yeah. And then generally you're bringing over people who are even more annoying than you.
Yeah.
Why do we want this? this is in case. Oh, look, I want to give a shout out to fuck, not DJ Fuckhead, just to Fuckhead, because I do love the blurb that was given out, which is I've looked up her Instagram. I just love the, you know, when you're trying to big yourself up, especially when you're not in comedy. There's a lot of flowery prose, but I just love it in contrast to the name. So it's like this. In contrast to the explosive DJ sets that have won her legions of fans nationwide, this track is a slow burn that gradually but inevitably envelops you with an brooding intensity that's flawless in its execution. It's a promising first offering from this rising artist. There will no doubt be more to come sooner than you think, beginning with eerie vocal chops and a frenetic collage of hats, synths, and ornamentation. The sonic world that Fuckhead immerses us in is one of overwhelming emotion.
Like, this was written at 3 a.m. in a cubicle at Yaya's.
I would just love for their set to be like a club remix of Surfin' Bird.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could see if DJ Fuckhead wants to be the sponsor of...
Just Fuckhead, thank you.
Well, yeah, it's just Fuckhead.
A little bit of respect.
Sorry. It is fun, though. I like to see that, like, it's a shame that no classical, like, composers have really got on board with that. Like, ooh, the third movement of Slops. Have you heard Slops Fifth?
Yeah. Or opera singer. It ain't open until Cuntface sings.
I'm looking up to see if Fuckhead is on streaming.
You should just see if they'll open for you.
Yeah.
Get Fuckhead to open for a live show.
Yeah.
Fuckhead on the drunk cast.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there's a few Fuckheads on Apple Music.
What?
Huh.
Oh, here we go.
There's a lot of Fuckheads.
Yeah. Is that the same sort of artwork? Is that the right one? This came out in 2022.
No.
Oh, that's not them?
This is like genuinely, sorry, but
there's MC Fuckhead.
By the way, this is Fuckhead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like,
oh, it's a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not someone that...
And she's on Triple J.
Yeah, Triple J unearthed by the looks of it.
Wow.
The J's.
And it's like,
hey guys, welcome to the J's.
I would love us.
Welcome to the J's. This is Fuckhead coming at ya.
But yeah.
What is this? I don't even know where I am.
This is Fuckhead back to back because I'm clearly one.
Text in now. Fuckhead.
Is this Husey on Triple J?
It might be, yeah.
Bloody Triple J, isn't it?
Coming up next, Fuckhead.
Yeah.
I would like, look.
Have some flume.
Yeah.
Fuckhead seems like a new artist if they're on. Yeah. I would love to just like we get in on the ground floor. This could be like, you know, us, the equivalent of us like buying a racehorse, you know?
Right.
Like the idea that we just like hitch our wagon to Fuckhead.
Yeah.
We're doing everything we can to like push Fuckhead.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, Fuckhead tops the hottest 100.
What about this as a deal? If anyone can reach out to Fuckhead.
You've never heard Fuckhead's music and you're like, let's back it.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of stuff they
it's real crypto bro mentality. It's not bad. It's
like
30.
This rips.
Taste test.
That was very Osaka sex shop.
I don't mind.
I think they were blasting Fuckhead while I was leaving all of my legal documents behind.
That was playing out of your ass at one point. That was a musical butt plug.
Yeah.
I can never tell if like when techno is good.
No, you know? I can't either.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys are
also,
like, this is good.
Also,
I'm like,
it's 11 a.m. in someone's house.
Yeah,
like this is not the time and place.
No.
Yeah, I do love. I was talking to my friend who's a DJ about the idea of him doing, you know, like when you watch those like old Def Jam gigs, and they've got the DJ backing them up.
I love
just
that.
After each punchline, like playing a little drop. Mm. We could have Fuckhead do a bit of that. For
what
a
about this?
Podcast.
So what is, about this wait, is a deal?
So what's comedian Carl's catchphrase that plays?
that the DJ beat drops and fuckhead plays.
Comedian Carl with backup front fuckhead.
Oh, so I'm like, it's like Def Jam. I'm like Bernie Mac.
Yeah, you got to have a catchphrase.
So Comedian Carl, just like, I'll do Duck Sandwich.
Yeah. But I'll, you need an equivalent of a, yeah, like, yeah, I ain't afraid of you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I ain't
afraid of you,
motherfucker. Do I just say that? Do I just get to the end of the joke, even though it's not Duck Sandwich? No, whatever I say. And then I got off the bus.
Duck Sandwich.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy on Def Jam that used to do that? But he'd be like, hamburger.
Yeah, Hamburger Jones.
And I was like, Dad, Duck Sandwich.
Yeah. Honestly, I think this could be really big for you.
Yeah. Comedy's been missing a bit of that kick on's energy.
Yeah.
What about this? We pump fuckheads music at our live shows.
Yep.
Intro music, you know.
Front of house, that's all anyone's listening to. Yeah. 4:30 in the afternoon.
Guest intro music.
Yep.
Nothing but fuckhead.
Yep.
What's fuckhead going to do for you?
But here's the thing. They fuckheads start sampling this podcast.
Oh, that's good.
In the techno tracks.
And it's just like duck, sandwich.
Fuckhead looks like they're about like 19 years old too, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, do you want to be affiliated with a 40 and 50 year old man who do a podcast?
Well, to be fair,
Perth genius.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's good.
No, there is. I do feel like in the clubbing and in the techno world, there's a lot of irony at the moment. Like, there's a guy called DJ Boring. There's a guy called DJ Fart in the club. There's a lot of like sampling of like like the Round the Twist theme and whatever. Like people will put into a drop. So it's not hard to imagine we get like fuckhead to put in a bit of like Husey Snakes Alive into the middle of the set.
Fuckhead, once this comes out, people hit up fuckhead. let her know of this episode. She can listen, decide for herself. She's got about 3 or 4 days before we do the first live Melbourne podcast that we're doing for the Comedy Festival. We have 3 contenders for our Coast of Melbourne International Podcast Festival sponsorship. If fuckhead's got a grand, I'm more than happy for fuckhead to be the sponsor.
Yeah.
Because what we were going to say to you guys is, we put this out a few weeks ago. We wanted a sponsor for the Coast of Melbourne International Podcast Festival. I hit up Tourism Thailand into Australia. I gave them a massive pitch going, hey, do you want to sponsor this? Because we're bringing over hundreds of people to Thailand. We've done this 3 times before. We've brought so many people to Thailand. And on top of that, so many people have gone, we can't make it to your festival, but we're definitely going because of all the fucking times you've been banging on about it, blah, blah, blah. And then they go, oh, cool. And then they went back and forth with me. And then at one point they go, can we get our logo on the backdrop that you've got at your live shows? Because we can see the pictures, you've got a backdrop. And I go, absolutely. And then like 5 minutes later they go, no thanks.
That was a test to see how desperate you are.
Yeah.
I mean, the great end of this would be, you know, we get fuckhead over there. Because, you know, we're drinking on the beach. Yeah. We're doing these shows like sunset. Then we got the whole rest of the night to kill. Every night. We got fuckhead over there.
And aren't psychedelics sort of illegal over in Thailand?
They are.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a recipe for success.
Yes.
So,
and just a bunch of fuckhead, like, you know, seems like they're kind of at the cutting edge of like, you know, like youth rave culture at the moment.
Yep.
And then they're over there playing to a bunch of like drunk 40-year-old Australians going, Chuck K-San in there. Play the Bluey theme.
To answer your question, if you asked if a DJ has $1,000, I'm going to say no.
But that's because I want this to happen. I'm happy. I don't know. We could work. This could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
This is
the first ever collaboration between a DJ and a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something sad about what you just said there.
Yeah, I know. There really is.
I really feel like it's not the first, and that's why it's sad.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, they got more followers than us on Instagram, fuckhead has, so, you know, they're doing all right.
Yeah.
Looks like they're getting gigs and stuff. Looks good. And also, if they could sample us into one of their songs, it's fucking the closest we're going to get to being on fucking Triple J.
Yeah, that's true. I just would even love to, like, yeah, they put out a banger with us in it.
Yep.
And then it's like live debut, 4 a.m. at Sub Club in the city.
Yep.
Just like setting my alarm for 2:45 a.m. Yes. And heading in to just hear the live debut of a song with me in it.
Comedian Carl could be the new hype man.
Oh, yeah.
For fuckhead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fat man scoop style.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Hey, mate. Yeah.
What do you do for a job?
Yeah.
When I say hey, you say mate. Yes. Hey, mate.
This is good. This is good.
Just imagining fuckhead sitting around with her mates being like, this is so cringe.
Yeah, yeah. This is like, I think I got mentioned on Gold FM or something. There's a lot of fucking cunts that cook their own meat hitting me up on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, this
a lot
is
of Australia, a lot of Southern Cross flags and people posing with fish.
Yeah. But no, this is where it starts. If you want to be like Taylor Swift, you got to cross over. You
That's
know?
Right.
You got to cross generations. You got to cross genres.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't know your demographic until it tells you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We could. All of, you know, we need a younger, like a burst of fans. All of a sudden, we get a lot of absolutely fucking cooked cunts with fucking purple hats on and shit listening to us.
In 20 years' time, you could be on Instagram and see a 60-year-old Nick Cody at a concert with a friendship bracelet that says fuckhead on it.
I went to a house gig at Revolver.
Yes.
And I was dead sober. This is recently, before 12 o'clock, and it was interesting. There was an interesting clientele there, wide ranging.
You would have been a very much Robinson Crusoe in your state.
Yeah, it was strange. There were a lot of 18-year-olds, and look, even being around 18-year-olds, you're like, oh, we're not the same.
Yeah, so I hated it. It's yeah, like I was just yeah, I was just there for the music. I hated
being it. It was weird. We've got nothing in common. It's like a original banana looking at a modern banana, going, we're not.
What?
We're not the same.
Modern banana.
There's a modern banana.
What do you mean?
There's many. Okay, first off, there's many different strands of banana.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Across that,
but the original banana. I've heard of like Ladyfinger and.
Pajama.
Like
yeah.
And but I've never heard of modern.
In pajama.
I've never heard modern.
So the original banana
in pajama
was like
in pajama,
full
of
seeds and much more fibrous.
Okay.
It didn't have much flesh on
it. It had seeds in it.
Yeah, a lot of big seeds. Oh, okay. And it was quite hard. And we have bred the banana to be a beautiful, long thing that Tommy can put up his
This is totally like the meme. I can imagine this. This being screamed into the ear of a young woman on the dance floor at 4 a.m. while fuckhead is you know the banana, there used to be like heaps different more types of bananas.
That's what I was
bananas.
Doing to all the 18-year-olds. Because the original banana.
Hey, fuckhead, can you turn the music down a bit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain bananas to young girls.
This altering the course of our lives where like next year, no shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. We are doing one live podcast at Revolver at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, look, we could get fuckhead if you want to, you know, if you want to tap into a completely... different demographic.
That you do not want.
That you do not want. But maybe you do want, you know, maybe you're looking to diversify. I don't know.
Exactly. Fatboy Slim, once he made the mainstream and like, you know.
Again, a very old reference. Yeah.
That's the youngest I got.
I remember one time you were like, just a babe, you know, just a... Samantha Fox.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh,
exactly.
Fuck.
You know, the hottest chick on earth, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's like, I would love to think that as people my age, it's like, you know, music, you always stick to that music that you're like into. Like when you're 18, 19, like a lot of people, when they get to 40, is like they're still into that same music. Mm. I like to think a lot of people are still in the same porn they were into when they were at their
peak. Yeah, absolutely.
Like
you got to go back
to
your...
frozen in time.
You got to go back to your hits.
I don't relate to these new young chicks with blue hair. I can't jerk off to that.
Yeah.
I need someone that was born in 1963.
And that's why you still have a VHS player.
Well, you know what? Another alternate path line for us linking up with fuckhead could be... at a certain point, you know, let's say she's wanting to make music videos.
Mm.
We, speaking of Fatboy Slim, you know, we could be like her Christopher Walker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if she wants like, if she wants some old fucked looking cunts for the novelty in a music, like an Aphex Twin style, look how fucked up these grotesque looking
windows.
Creatures are.
Yeah.
If that's kind of coming back in with dance music, we could fill that role. Look at this nose. Look at this scab on my nose.
I love that.
That's your weapon of choice.
I love that as like as a, at the moment not she's not at the same level as Fatboy Slim. So she can't get someone the same level as Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Instead of Christopher Walken, she's got a couple of podcasters exactly. in her music video.
Mm, yeah. Oh, man.
How depressing.
That is depressing.
You guys could do like a Beavis and Butthead watching Rage kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's the dream.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then like she shows up and you're all like, dum dum, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuckhead.
Are you fuckhead?
Should we like do her?
Yeah. I like how you're like, oh yeah, and then you could start being like Beavis and Butthead, like we're not fucking
yeah.
the equivalent of that already.
Yeah.
You can class it up a bit. You might get to Beavis and Butthead levels.
We just talked about assholes for like 45 minutes.
We talked about a dildo being up Tommy's ass for at least 10 minutes.
Cornholio.
Do you think Mike Judge gets any money out of Gogglebox? Because they just basically ripped off Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They did.
Just watching the music videos and talking shit over the top of
can
it.
You copy-
Mike Judge.
Can you copyright being a cunt watching TV? I don't think you can.
He should have.
I don't think he
should have.
He should have, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, do we want to wrap it up there for another week on the Little Dum Dum Club?
Yeah, so let's talk about the... Let's make a big decision on the podcast
okay,
festival
we'll do
next
it,
week.
We'll do it at the live app, and that gives us, 3 days for fuckhead to listen to this.
Yes.
And...
give an official response.
Touch base.
Yes.
Get her people onto it.
Yep.
Pull her pennies together.
Yes.
And be sponsoring a podcast for 3 months.
Well, we decide because we've got three on the table that are very excellent propositions.
Oh, so she might go, I'm keen, and then we knock her back.
Well, maybe.
Who's the fuckhead now?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you take all three sponsors, though?
Because that's, like, people have been saying that during the week. It's like, you can't have, like, things get sponsored by one thing. You can't go, these are, like,
no, no, no. The football is sponsored by.
You have, like, one.
Yeah. McDonald's.
You and Danny McGinlay and Ben Lomas and Nick Kappa. And Xavier Michaelides.
Shirts have like one sponsor on them.
Maybe,
you know?
But...
What shirt has one sponsor on it?
What are you going to do?
Every shirt.
What are you going to do with $1,000?
It's, you know...
We're buying dildos over there, obviously.
There's a lot of expenses. We're doing a podcast festival in Costa Rica. How do you think we're getting over there?
If you had three sponsors and they all gave you $1,000,
that's $3,000.
Yes,
yeah, that's true.
Really?
The three sponsors.
He's run the numbers on that one. And that is correct.
No, but the three sponsors may very well come and go, well, I was saying $1,000 because I was going to be the sole sponsor. If my sponsorship's being diluted, then that's not worth $1,000.
I don't think you're playing this right.
Yeah, I think...
I feel like
you should be like, we need three sponsors and we need $1,000 from you
each. I think that in business, I think I might be maybe 70,000 times more successful than all three of you combined. So
possibly,
I think I might know more.
But you're not watching a TV show and they're like, only one ad this week, guys.
Yeah,
only one ad
exactly.
in the ad breaks. Maccas aren't signing on if there's also a fucking car being advertised.
I don't
advertised.
Know how rich you think you are, but do you own the house you live in?
Got it.
Well, I'm not on a podcast saying, can anyone have a broken chair that I can come along to and fix?
I do like the idea that the guy who owns the bar goes, why am I sponsoring this if it's also being sponsored by an OnlyFans? That's a conflict of interest. Who's going to come to my bar if they're at home jacking off to the OnlyFans?
Because they're the three considerations. So it's a bar that's close by to here that's got room for comedy as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a OnlyFans account that a young lady wants her.
Who found her?
No. We were approached by her.
Okay.
Tommy just went in for the clothing.
She's got great articles.
I like her merch.
Yeah, I like her merch. Yeah, so yeah. what?
Yeah. Her, my girlfriend uses my
I'm going to offer to design merch for this. Whether or not she sponsors the podcast festival, I'm going to offer to design merch for this.
My girlfriend was looking for an OnlyFans account to jack off to, and I was just window shopping.
Yeah. yeah. And then what was the third one again?
The third one was a man who has just made up an advertising campaign about, contraception's too tricky. You know, what if you can't find a condom? Try anal sex, everyone. And it's basically just...
That's his business?
It's like pork.
You know, it's like
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's like pork, or
just
you know,
the concept of
yeah, put pork on your
it's
pork.
It's Sam Pekovich on the TV.
Except anal sex. No, but it's that. But he wants Brett Blake to wear an anal sex T-shirt the whole festival to promote anal sex. So Brett Blake's the Sam Kekovich of.
Actually, you know what? Maybe in many ways he is the Sam Kekovich. Can I throw my hat into the ring? I feel like it fits in well.
Sure.
It's. I mean, like, because my business name is One Night Stand.
Yes.
So I mean, I feel like it really flows in there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Another contender.
I'll only throw money in, which won't be a lot, if all of them are in the.
Well,
so if everybody's involved,
I mean, this would be
including
a good,
fuckhead as well.
It's a shame because if we had all three of them on board, they don't. There's no conflict of interest there with advertising all three of them, and that's a hell of a launch event where we pull up at this guy's bar. And the OnlyFans lady is there, and she fucks Brett Blake up the ass. Yeah. The dildo that I almost
lost my passport in
Japan.
Not only is there a conflict of interest, they all complement each other.
Exactly. Yeah. They all work in harmony.
Jerk off. Stick things up your ass.
Play the music at the
ruin a sofa. Yeah. Get it reupholstered.
Oh yeah, Buckhead's doing the soundtrack to Brett getting rammed on stage.
I feel like we've just started a business.
Yeah.
Well, look,
we've put together a great night of entertainment.
The potential sponsors are all people that listen to this show, so you can get back to us and go, okay, well, how do you feel about sharing sponsorship? That's all. Maybe be a discounted spot. Maybe it's not all $1,000. Maybe we could
discounting the price.
Yeah. It's a collab.
It's a collab.
This is what people are into now.
You're thinking about the wrong way if you want to just have by yourself. All these things complement each other.
Mm.
They work. They're cohesive. Mm. It's vertical integration.
Synergy at its finest.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Who knew business was this easy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Ben Russell and Tor Snyder, for joining us.
Thank you.
Ben, you have got shows coming up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and beyond, dare I say.
I do. From the 9th to the 21st, this second half of the festival.
That's of April.
Yes, of April. I will be at the Cooper's Inn with my show, Ben Russell, at 9:20.
And what can we expect?
It's no little wiggles, dances, no wigs, no songs.
No wiggles and no wigs.
No wiggles, no wiggles, no dancing, no wriggles. It's just it's an hour stand-up show.
It sounds to me like the stool might be getting pulled out. This sounds like a
Perth show.
Yeah, the stool got
pulled out once you pulled out your butt plug.
No, it's just a stand-up show. I've not actually done an hour stand-up show before.
Of straight up stand-up.
It's all been gay stand-up.
That is really good stuff.
That's a good little snippet. I love hearing that.
And Tor, what do you got? You got the upholstery business.
Yep, just doing that. What else am I doing? I'm going to Sydney.
You got the upholstery, so he's got new material on 30 years.
Yay! Gaga, goo goo.
Boom! Comedian Carl.
Dr. Sandwich.
Are you going to play us out with... All right. Thanks very much for listening. And we'll see you next time.
See you, mates.
And they've done it
again.
They
have. That was a good one, Bernie.
Yeah.
Hats off to you, Bernie. Great shit. Live stuff. Let's go. Right now, it's happening. You know what? If you're in Melbourne or you're coming to Melbourne, the Melbourne Comedy Festival starts right about now. Funk Soul Brother. And... We do four live shows over four Saturday afternoons at the Basement Comedy Club, 4:30 in the afternoon, 30th of March, then the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 69 is the supplementary. And heaps of great guests locked in.
Yes.
They're going to be really great. And we're at about, I think, 70, 75% capacity at the moment. So it is going to fill the fuck up.
Yeah.
Of course, we're in Brisbane as well, 18th of May, and Koh Samui, we're still doing that as well. There's one or two rooms left. Please get onto that. But if you're in Melbourne, go and see some friends of the show.
Yeah.
There's my bullshit. There's the Worst of Melbourne Comedy with some friends of the show. You might recognize doing that. That's on Wednesday nights, whatever those dates are, April, I don't even know. Anyway, you can find them. Yeah. There's not too many other shows called The Worst of Melbourne Comedy if you
that
Google them.
That must be the 9th would be one of them. Anyway.
Second, ninth, sixteenth. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's
there's
it.
Three.
You're not doing one on the very first Wednesday of the comedy festival.
No, well, I'm setting up all my other shit.
Yeah, going
absolutely
up against the gala.
Not. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely not. But yeah, I'll be in and around.
Oh, actually, man. that's a move for next year. You find a bar in St Kilda, and the night that the gala's on, you run a show called The Shit Gala.
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
A block away.
That's good. Well, it's funny because some people are doing that. I'm seeing the purchases several times where people are. So I do run a showcase at Basement Comedy Club. It's upstairs, actually, but it's at Morris House, the great name, called Best of Melbourne Comedy. And it's a showcase with heaps of fucking famous people and friends of the show and whatever. But then some people are buying that plus Worst of Melbourne Comedy in the same purchase, which is sort of funny. It's like getting, you know, buying a snake and buying the snake antidote
yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's sort of funny. They're especially because they have to see the good one in first and then they're seeing the bad one.
Oh, you go. Because yeah,
best
okay.
of is like at 8 o'clock and then worst of is 9:30.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's, why, you know, why did we want to finish our night just seeing Akmal smash it up around the corner when we can see whatever the fuck this is?
But have you ever done like, if you've got like a, if you know you're going somewhere nice for dinner or having something nice for dinner and you're a bit rushed during the day and you're like, oh, I'll stop in and get Macca's. Ordinarily, yeah, yeah. I'd feel a bit bad about this. But you know what?
Yeah.
I got this coming up tonight.
Right.
This is all right.
Yeah.
This is resetting me before I go and have my rock pool.
Yeah.
I'm just having my quarter pounder.
Oh, but I'm always worried about this spoiling it because you want to go there and, you know, you've got, you know, you're at rock pool, you're having a fucking nice steak there and you're going,
yep.
If I didn't eat this, that wouldn't be the end of the world. I'm not really hungry.
Yeah, okay.
I do
yeah,
like the yeah, idea yeah. of actually being hungry and enjoying my food.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. But maybe that's it. Maybe, you know what? You see the best of, mm-hmm. that's a beautiful medium rare steak. And then you're like, you know what? It was delicious. But I could eat a little bit more. And well, if that's a fucking cheeseburger that's been dropped on the ground
yeah.
and everything's fallen out and I've had to pick it back up, off Burke Street.
Yeah.
There's a bit of gravel, there's a bit of ash, there's a bit of spew,
yeah.
there's a bit of skull, but I'm still going to eat it.
But you've presumably enjoyed Best of Melbourne Comedy already because yeah. you've seen good acts doing good material.
Yes.
But then the benefit is you go to Worst of Melbourne Comedy and then when you're driving home and you're thinking about the evening as a whole,
yep.
you're then liking Best of Melbourne Comedy even more than you already did now that you've seen something really bad. It's like, yeah. hey, I already appreciated it.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that I've seen how bad it can get, I appreciate it even more.
Right. Well, you'd like to think ideally that's the other way around, I guess. You'd want to see something. Look, we're not locking in that Worst of Melbourne Comedy is going to be bad. You know, it could be the best.
Well, it better not be.
Yeah, it better not be.
Or you'll be hearing from the fucking ombudsman.
Exactly. It will be. I'll be pulling it off the air.
The combatsman
pulling it off the air mid broadcast, Kerry Packer style.
Yeah, get this good stuff off my stage.
Get this goddamn whatever good animal does shit off my stage.
Yep.
Yes. Get this beautiful Fabergé egg off my stage.
You should just like every Wednesday when you've got your best of show. Whoever does the worst there, they get ferried onto the worst of Melbourne Comedy
mid-set.
An hour after
mid-set.
Yeah.
Your
punishment is you have to hang around in the city for another 2 hours to do this show.
Mid-set, they get the shepherd's crook off the stage, and I keep pulling that crook a block away until I get to spleen.
Yep.
and go.
Well, of course, you will be seeing, if you're coming to our show this weekend, if you're in Melbourne, you will be seeing our auditions for the Worst of Melbourne Comedy, for the first installment of it. And you will also be seeing us lock in our sponsorship live on stage, making the call about who we pick, who is going to be the lucky recipient of the opportunity to give us money. Speaking of the opportunity to give us money, that's an opportunity that you can unlock for yourself right now simply by visiting patreon.com/littledumdumclub. Support the show, get a couple of bonus mini episodes every week featuring special guests, and also maybe you will be about to hear your name be being read out.
Yeah. A mini tiny little sponsorship.
Yeah.
Most of the negatives in terms of giving us money with not many of the positives of the sponsorship.
Yeah.
It is a tiny little sponsorship. But also, those live shows, great guests. So get into it. This weekend's a great lineup.
Mm.
Thank you very much to everyone who subscribes, but particularly these people. Let's get into it. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber First Cab Off the Rank, number one this week. Thank you to Nua Casper Ostella.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I was about to say when you said it's not really a sponsor, or it's like a mini sponsorship, but it's like, it could be if your name just happened to be a brand name. Like if we, you know, if someone supported us on Patreon and their name was Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Then, you know, but
David
this,
Jones.
I mean, this sounds like it could be a shop. Say it again.
N-O-O-A hyphen Casper with a K. Ostella.
Nua Casper Ostella.
Nua Casper Ostella.
Yeah.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but Nua Casper Ostella.
That sounds like
Ostella.
You know when you have something that you've maybe like
Ostella.
Never had to buy before, or like you end up like, say for example, you get into like, you know what, I'm going to buy a really good set of bed sheets for the first time. And then you all of a sudden get into this realm where you're discovering brands that you never knew existed.
Mm.
This name reeks of like, okay, I'm going to do my research. I'm going to find out the best brand of bed sheet I can get. Oh, the Nua Casper Ostella. Mm. They're the really high-end brand of you know, linen.
No, like, no, I mean, is it African? What is it? And with that name, Nua, like N-O-O-A, that's, you know, that feels African.
You'd think we'd have learned by now.
No,
never
no, no.
speculate.
No, no, no. I'm going
never
to.
Speculate.
What do you do?
Never
you sit
take
there,
a punt.
You sit there and you don't say anything, and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
If you say something fucked, something even fucked it might happen, and then we have something to talk about.
Yeah, then we get cancelled, and then that's an episode. That's something to talk about.
I've always, placards. As I always say.
Placards out the front of the Basement Comedy Club next week.
As I always say, if you ain't got shit going on, you can't get cancelled.
That's true.
But maybe this is newer. Maybe she's like a – he or she is like a World Vision sponsor child, and she's grown up and gone, you know what? Got to give back.
I actually got too much from that family that had me on there.
And here's someone way less fortunate than ourselves.
Yep.
Let's give back.
Boy, this is not only are we like speculative on the background, but even the gender, we don't want to take a complete stab at.
Well, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea. This could be someone named. This could be a young person, very named after the parents could have been listeners of this show, and they've named him or her after what they say.
Oh God!
What they say when talking Dum Dums coming up? No, it's like a Marvel comics.
Casper.
Yes. Oh yeah, they saw a ghost at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The friendly ghost.
That's, man, that's quite a name. That's one of the more interesting names I think we've ever had on this show.
Yeah, having a hyphen in a name where, like, either of those by themselves would be, like, just getting, you know, sponsored by Casper.
Yes.
There'd be enough in that.
Yeah.
The hyphenated first name you don't really see all that much of.
Yeah. This person is on YouTube.
Okay.
Now I'm looking them up on YouTube. And they've got 3 subscribers and no videos.
Yeah, okay.
We've got no details over that.
Got to start a little account to log my playlists and whatnot.
Yep. And there's absolutely just no details. Anyway, they joined in 2014. They've garnered a great 3 subscribers since then.
Oh, I thought you were saying they joined our Patreon in 2014.
No.
They have been waiting a long time.
They got on
there before we were even on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow, they were keen.
Yeah.
No, they're on, shout out. Hey, become the 4th subscriber.
Now that we've plugged the YouTube channel.
Let's give back.
You got to start pumping out videos.
Now that
word of the channel's getting out there.
Yes. We got a YouTube channel. Get onto that.
Yeah.
I never know with YouTube. I watch a lot of it these days, but I never know. Like, they say that you can monetize. We're not monetized, though, are we?
No.
How do you monetize? You can't monetize. We can't monetize. We're not.
We could, but we would get like 8 cents.
Yeah.
We would get nothing off it.
I think once you get,
you've got to be getting. You've got to be getting a lot of views. You've got to be putting up like 4 videos a week and getting a lot of views on them to make it worthwhile.
Sure. Okay. Well, we won't do that.
And then like content stuff gets you flagged and
yep.
On my other podcast we got flagged as hate speech for using the word cunt.
Yes.
Because YouTube's an American company and it goes, "Hey, yeah, this is a slur up there with the N-word."
Yep.
And we were like, "Hey, this is like
this
is a pretty damning label to have on for something that is an adjective in our country."
I have a sister called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, "Hey, can you take this We're fine if it affects our monetization, yeah. but can we not have the hate speech thing being leveled at us? That's a bit rough.
Yeah.
And also not we're not going to kick you off the platform. Mm. You're saying racist stuff.
Yeah.
You're using hate speech.
Yeah.
We're not going to say that you can't be on here.
Yeah.
We're just going to say that you can earn slightly less money.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Noah. I'd love to hear more.
Yeah.
About that name.
Mm.
If I'm pronouncing Noah right, if it's Ostella or not. Mm.
That sounds right. Sounds right to me. Yeah, get in touch, Noah.
Jesus.
I want to know more about this person.
I do. It's one of the more. When I hear that name, I don't think Patreon subscriber to the Little Dum Dum Club.
What if it is just like the most? It's like this is an Australian person, and it's just like the most ultra bogan name. You know, it's like no, it's pronounced Neil. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like bogan parents that have just like really gone for it with the spelling of something.
Oh, I've delved into the millionaires group, of course, that people that are on Patreon. Can be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Finland.
Mm, okay.
From Finland.
Okay.
That's a Finnish name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Does it? I was pretty close with Africa.
Yeah. In a way. They're both on the globe.
Yep. They both use language of some description.
Well, thanks, Nua Casper.
Thanks, Nua. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Chanel Wiseman.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
This is a good name.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Yeah.
Two different flavors.
Yeah.
Like a two scoops of ice cream chucked on the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you a two scooper? Do you ever think about the combo of the two? Or do you think I'm just getting two things I like?
I'm usually only a one scooper in a cup.
Oh, really?
One scooper in a cup.
A cup?
I've got, if I'm getting ice cream, I've got too much guilt about it as is. So I'm like, I've got to get just the minimum, just the bare minimum.
But what's that about the cup, though?
What do you mean?
Why are you guilty about the cup? Like, about the cone? Like, why don't you get a cone?
Well, I don't know. I prefer using a little spoon in the cup.
But wouldn't you feel guilty about, like, the wastage that you're producing with the cup? I mean, the cone is the beautiful bowl of food that you can then eat the bowl.
You're right. It's the equivalent of the paper straw.
Yeah.
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 No, I mean, I hate this world and I want it to fucking burn to a crisp. Okay. The sooner the better. All right. So I'm doing my part to
Nuff said.
Burn some tires.
Yep.
Use as much plastics as I can.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That makes sense.
Yep.
Chanel.
Yep. Pardon me.
Yeah. That's your dog's playing up, Tommy. It's I don't know what's going on. I think this house is haunted by the ghost of all the wanks you had over Tetris. I think those sperms saying boo.
Good riffing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I walked back in and I heard sperms. Like he's floundering.
Well, I could say that at the best of times.
Yeah.
But also the worst of times.
Yeah.
But
no, Chanel Wiseman.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah. Chanel, you'd be a fan of Chanel.
That's a name, that's a surname where when you're getting married, you're not giving that up. You're not giving Wiseman
that's
up.
That's a good point.
You're holding on to Wiseman.
That's one of the few times where as a boy I'd be going.
I'm in.
Maybe.
Tommy Wiseman.
Yeah. That's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
Anything
sounds good.
Anything sounds good with Wiseman.
I was going to. Yeah, you're right. But also, I think Tommy's a good name with a last name. It complements.
It's a good entree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a good flow to it.
Yeah.
It has to be a pretty clunky last name for Tommy to not, you know, make a decent name of it.
But I would argue Wiseman is the Tommy of surnames. I reckon you could put almost anything in front of Wiseman and it's going to sound good.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst first name?
Dwayne.
Dwayne Wiseman.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's sick.
It's actually fine.
It elevates everything.
Yeah. Chanel is almost like, as they say in comedy, a hat on a hat, though. There's almost too much going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Too many hats.
Yeah.
Mm.
What kind of vibe are you getting? This is a person where it's truly impossible. This does sound like a made-up name. This does sound like the name of a character in a movie, don't you think?
It does
sound... It's sort of too good.
It does sound like someone who the parents have put a bit of thought into, where they're like, we got Wiseman.
Yep.
Let's not fuck it up.
Yep.
Let's give a real... Like, that's already a really good name. why not give like a really well loved, respected brand on top of that?
Many people would think that
Let's
Wiseman's
try and make the perfect name.
Yeah. Many people would think Wiseman's doing all the work, we can just call our kid Joe or whatever.
Yeah, we can give them
the most average name and it's still gonna be like pretty classy stuff.
Yeah.
But respect to these people for going the extra mile.
For sort of Frankensteining it up and going, let's take parts from all these places and let's make the perfect.
Let's see what happens.
And then it's just, you know.
And the townspeople are furious.
Exactly. All of a sudden there's people with
pitchforks out the front of the maternity ward. Yeah.
Fire on sticks, whatever that shit's all about. Storming the castle.
Yep.
You have you've bastardized nature. This is not right.
Are you getting any...
Tried to look her up in the Millionaires group, but hey, look, Chanel, join the group.
She might be one of these people that's just not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Might not want to dilute her name.
Yes, could be the case. Why not? Why bother fucking around with Facebook when you're walking around with a name like that? Hey? You don't need social media.
If you got a name like that, do you reckon you're one of those people that's just like constantly, you've just got like got a name tag on all the time? Hi, I'm Chanel. Like,
with
you're just
your
signing up
well.
To like those social groups.
Yeah.
Just as an excuse to walk around in a bar with a sticker with your name on it.
Can you have two circular badges?
Mm.
Hello, my name is Chanel. And then hello, my name is Wiseman underneath it.
My surname is.
Yes.
Wiseman.
That's good.
That's on the back.
Yeah, I'd like
Chanel
that.
Chanel on the front, Wiseman on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In the sheets.
Yep.
I'd like that. You know what? Should we do this for Koh Samui Podcast Festival? Have we ever done this? Have name tags for the opening day?
I think we did.
Did we?
Didn't we? I have a feeling we did one year. We had like, I have a memory of sitting at a fucking desk in the lobby and writing out people's names onto a thing.
I reckon we should do it. If only for CCTV footage when we have to track down who did exactly which crime.
Mm.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is. And then just everyone walking around with
like
cunt.
Brisbane bar
Fuck
style.
Fuck you.
Scan of your ID
right.
So that we can track you down when you commit a crime in this venue.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just all, hello, my name is 69.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 69 come.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Great.
Wow. The 69 family got up to some heinous shit over at the podcast festival.
Yeah, and and it looks like, hello, my name is cunt. They took a shit in the rice bubbles at breakfast, so that's cool.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, great.
Well, thanks, Chanel.
Thanks, Chanel. Feel free to come to Koh Samui and really class up the name tag system.
Yep.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber,
mm-hmm.
James Ashby.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is very normal.
Very. But fine.
Yeah.
Very solid 7 out of 10 name.
Yep.
If I hadn't heard those first two names, I'd be like, fuck, pretty good name here.
Yeah, if this had been number one, I'd be like, all right, this is interesting.
Yep, yep.
Jimmy Ashby.
Nah, see, James, I'm usually pretty big fan of the Jimmy, but James, I think, suits this
one. This one, yeah.
Yes.
You know what's very funny? We were talking off air with Ben and Tor about the new part two of Dune, and it is very funny that Dune, this like big science fiction epic, you know, a lot of high concept stuff in there, crazy aliens and stuff, and the main character's name is Paul.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Everyone else has some fucked up weird name, and then the main guy is just Paul, the Messiah. His name is Paul.
Yeah, that's not a very spaceman name.
Well, and the guy who wrote the book, his name's Frank, which is like, you know, I assume that's his real name, because that is like an
Frank
era.
Frank Herbert.
Frank Herbert. That's an era of sci-fi writing where you would think, well, he's using an alias, surely.
Right.
If he's writing this book, he's going to give himself some crazy-ass name.
Yep.
I guess Frank Herbert is, if we got a Patreon subscriber, Frank Herbert, I'd be like, this is a fucking awesome name.
Well, is it? I mean, if I found out this guy's name, his stage name was Frank Herbert, I'd be like, what sort of a fucking name did you have to start with?
Mm.
If you've got every name to choose between and you're going with Herbert.
Frank Herbert.
I think it's a bit of a clunker of a name. It's not terrible, but it's fucking boring.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I like it.
You like Herbert?
Yeah.
Why?
As a surname.
Why?
I don't know. I like it.
It's got nothing for me.
Frank Herbert.
Not for me.
It is one of those ones where they, like in tandem.
What was our friend's name in LA that we knew? Frank someone. Remember 10 years ago?
Yeah, we knew a young guy called Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his last name? Didn't he have an interesting last name as well? I can't remember.
Not overly.
Oh, wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it just us?
I mean, he's no Reg Tigerman.
Yes.
Manager of Bert Kreischer.
Yes.
Who we met at Montreal.
Yes. No, I just thought it was like a... Whatever the last name was. Because this is like a 22-year-old guy that we called, that we met called Frank. That yeah. That we were entranced with.
Lovely guy.
A young Frank.
Yeah, drove us around, took us to a couple of restaurants.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder what old Frank's up to these
days.
I should touch base with him.
I think he left where he was, that's for sure, a long time ago. But fuck knows what he's doing now.
Yeah.
One of these people.
Being a young guy who got a sort of entry-level intern sort of thing at a podcast studio during the big podcast boom, and it's like, what's a guy like that doing now?
Yeah. Just, you know what, he's growing into his name.
That was
10 years ago.
Well, I do remember going out for dinner with him and just all just us sitting there and just talking to him about the fact that he was called Frank.
Yes. Yes.
We're like, this is pretty funny. And he's like, I don't understand how this is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That was most of the conversation, actually.
Well, and especially in a country like America.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there's a lot of people of that age called Frank. A
lot more Franks than...
A lot of more Franks in general.
Do you even... How many Franks do you know in Australia?
Woodley.
Oh, yeah.
He might be the only Frank.
Yeah.
Yabby Bait.
Yes. that might be it.
Frank.
Yeah. Sinatra.
This is so annoying anytime
we get... Is he Australian? Does he do comedy with us? I know the name. I'm just trying to...
Oh, I did it. My way. This is one of those annoying things where anytime it's like, oh, do we know any? And then it's like immediately they'll
that's
be
right.
Oh,
my mum's name's Frank. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot.
Boys, this person who's on your show every second week.
Yeah.
Frank Capra.
Lucky we don't care.
Yeah.
Well, James Asprey, I think it's a fucking great. It could be a politician's name very easily.
Yeah.
Could be a fashion brand.
Yeah.
Could be a men's store.
Yeah.
I think James Asprey. I'd shop at James Asprey.
Okay. I keep thinking it's Frank Ashby, but James Ashby. No.
Frank's, I don't know why.
You're right, it is like politician in a movie or something.
Yeah.
President James Ashby.
Senator James Ashby.
Yeah.
I would shop at James Ashby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, So easy, man. If you don't have a job already, we've done it for you. Politician or owner of chain store of men's clothing.
I mean, again, I do wish it would be nice if Patreon gave you a little occupation thing, because so many of these names, I just immediately I want to know more. I want to know what they do.
I love that. You're like, yeah, they should tell us, you know, what they do for a living, when that information would be given out to every other podcaster, and they go, why the fuck are they telling us what they do for a living? Why would we use this?
Or at the very least, you on Patreon as the person running it, whatever your Patreon thing evolves into, you then get to just choose what information they have to put in.
Yeah. And signing up, like, I like this podcast. Oh, I might subscribe to them and, you know, give a little back. What's your name? James Ashby. And what do you do for a living? Why the fuck do you need to know this? I'm not supporting this.
Speaking of signing up and filling out forms, I could not believe how often this happened to me in Japan. Being on signing up for something over there, or like scanning a QR code and having to like put in some information or whatever, and putting in my email address, and then it being like, that's not a valid email address because I had a space after the, you know, after the email.
It was
like, well, you can't have a space. Like,
yep.
Crazy that there's not the infrastructure to be like, no, well, you obviously, if the phone automatically puts in a space, you ignore that.
Yes.
I just could not believe how often that was happening to me.
Right.
For such a technologically advanced place. It's like, why does every machine, every like online form shit itself if it thinks it sees a space in someone's email address? At the end of the email address.
Hey, you know what? That's why they lost the war.
.com space. What the fuck's this all about?
That's why they didn't win.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, James Ashby.
Thanks, Asho.
Thanks very much to Patreon subscriber John Langdon. Might be the most line and length. Well, maybe not line and length. It's a J-O-N. There's no H.
Yeah, I like that, honestly.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like the A. I look at the H aesthetically. I don't know. In a John, what's it doing there? Again, the fact that the name can exist without the H.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know.
That's fair enough. I like the look of it. I like the H in there. Maybe it's just what I'm used to. But John, I mean, I think you like it because of Garfield. J-O-N.
Is he just J-O-N?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is kind of like the, you know, the thing of like, if we evolved from monkeys, how come there are still monkeys?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't need the if you don't need the H in John, how come there are still Johns with H's in their names?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't know, the name evolves, but then the other stuff still hangs around.
It is funny to, what came first, the John or the John? Because like, if there was the...
Was the H in there like a Bogan spelling kind of equivalent where they're like...
Yeah, yeah. Or was there someone really that was like, we started with J-O-N, and then someone was like, how do we pronounce this? It's like, oh, fuck, you need help. Let's put a H in there. John. Just
well, shouldn't that be Joan? Because O and H is, by itself, is O.
Yeah. John. On the way to the N, you are giving it a little bit of a...
Really holding someone's feet to the fire when they're like, oh, good to see you, John. You're like, sorry, that's actually not my name.
I did not...
What? Do you not?
Did you spell that?
Do you not remember my name?
Did you spell my name properly with your mouth?
Yeah.
Without the letters?
Yeah.
Did you? You didn't pronounce it. You said John. I didn't hear any slight little timber of a H in there. So if you want to start again.
I met a friend's new partner the other day who his family is Indian and he's got an Indian name. And she had
the
like.
The double.
Yeah. She had like typed it out to me. She's like, oh, I can't wait for you to meet. And I was like. I don't know how I'm pronouncing that.
Yep.
And then over the course of the night, I heard it pronounced 3 or 4 different times. And I really meant when he introduced himself, in my head I went, now this is the one.
Yep.
This is the one you got to file away
because
this is the correct one.
Yep.
And then now I'm like, I can't remember which one because it's kind of, you read it and it's like, you could say this about 3 or 4 different ways. So yeah, I don't know. I'm stressed about the next time I see him. You know, it's like that you go in and you want to like prove that you've remembered someone and that you remember their name. You want to use their name.
Mm.
But I also, I don't want to flub it. I don't want to go in and go, hey, Jahan.
Yeah.
And him be like,
I want to talk to Cody about this from last week. They did a little radio prank on him or whatever it was the other week where they just go...
Oh, yeah. You don't know anyone here, do you?
Yeah, yeah. You don't know anyone's name at your workplace.
Yeah.
They fucked him up a little bit because I think they brought in people from, you know, outside the office and, you know, that he doesn't really have heaps of...
I watched that and it made me want to kill myself.
Yeah, that's my worst
fucking nightmare.
That's it.
Like, that's so fucking... That's rough
Well,
stuff.
That's what I want to hear, that more people are like that because I am... I always just think I am the number one worst of all time at that stuff.
I also think, too, in a job like that, you know, you're going in, it's 4 a.m., your brain is fucking still logging on, you're going into the studio, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of think that's, like, such extenuating circumstances.
Also...
But it's also, if you're the, like, on-air talent, that's, like, a thing that people love to pile on of, like, oh, you're too good for the little guy.
But I've been in those, you know, that circumstance before where it's like... these guys, they know my name, do they? Yeah, because it's on the fucking wall.
Well, we got that at Studio A when we did a community television show.
Yeah.
The students that worked on that were off us at Rap Drinks because they were like, you don't know who we are. And we're like, you're up in a control room. I've never met you before.
Yeah, we're on the call sheet.
Yeah.
our names are all
over. We're saying each other's names to each other on camera.
We're at the start of the credits. Yeah.
The thing where it's like, you know, people love to assume that it's rudeness. It's like, I'm just really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's no ill intent. I'm just really dumb.
It's not just you. It's family members.
Yeah.
It's names of food.
Yeah. I don't think I'm better than you.
Yeah.
My brain is just slow.
I don't know my wife's phone number.
Yeah. I got bonked in the head. I don't know fucking anything.
I shit my pants.
Yeah. I can't, when I leave the house, it's 45 minutes for me to just remember where I've put my keys, my wallet, my phone.
Yeah.
It's everything, and nothing's registered in there.
I don't even know how to get to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Babies just go straight to sleep. I'm sitting there going, fuck, how's this work again?
I don't know where I am right now. I don't know.
Carl.
Langdon.
Carl.
Lonnie, it's Carl. Lonnie Langdon.
My name's Carl.
Who's this guy?
This guy's John Langdon.
John Langdon.
Yeah.
See?
I thought you were looking at me.
I couldn't remember that
name.
And I just heard it five seconds ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky I remember your name and I've got it written in front of me and then I'm looking up to talk to you, Tommy. You're lucky I remember it for that long.
Oh, that's all that's on that screen. It's just words open and it just says Tommy in like
it's on the
72-point font.
That's all there needs to be on the screen of the UTA, the Untitled
unplanned title alternate.
Well, that's the one bit of it that's planned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You, yes. It reminding you of what my name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've overridden it just to, so it, that there's comes two out every screens. Week. Yeah.
There's two screens. Yep. One screen is whoever you're facing to remind
co-host
you of that.
Co-host name. Yep.
And then...
and then random people for
yeah,
some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, 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 yep. Yeah, yeah. That's how it works.
Oh, well, thanks, John.
Thanks, John Landon. Langdon, sorry. Okay. Thank you very much. The final one this week. Mm-hmm. Beautifully timed. I want to go and get some lunch. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. Well, well, well. Fucking hell. I mean, you wait for a bus all day and then three come along at once.
Mm.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber. No comedy.
No comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, no comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just another person.
How
called,
apt. How, how very apt.
Yes.
Well, thanks. No, yeah. Comedy.
That's what we're naming this segment from now on.
Yeah,
we're stealing your name.
No, yeah. Comedy. Well, thanks everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. Get down and see us.
Even more apt because it's no hyphen comedy, which looks like no minus comedy.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Yeah, get down and see us live. LittleDumDumClub.com. We'll see you there. Thanks very much for listening.
Melbourne, Brisbane, Koh Samui.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. See you, mates.